Friday's debate seemed to have all three candidates playing defense, each trying to make sure they didn't make a big mistake with GOP voters. That really came across on a couple of questions, starting with what each would do to refill the empty coffers of the Texas Department of Transportation. Senator Hutchison was the first to answer on the topic.
Which of those do you think is the way to go to meet these needs? Increase fuel taxes, more debt, or more toll roads?
Well, you're saying that we need more money. I want to do an audit of TxDOT. TxDOT has mismanaged money. We know they misplaced in an accounting error $1 billion. We need new leadership at TxDOT.
Deborah Medina also preferred audits and reform. Governor Perry was the only candidate that picked from the panelists' three funding scenarios.
I'm against a gas tax. Let me go on the record of saying that very clearly. And, you know, the bottom line is, how are we going to build these roads? And I think private sector involvement and building new roads are going to probably take the tolls to build them.
Another sidestep came when the candidates were questioned about what to do with the looming multi-billion-dollar budget deficit. All three said having asked state agencies for 5% cuts is a good start, but none were ready to offer where other needed cuts would come from. Deborah Medina moved beyond the budget problems of 2011 to focus on her goal of eliminating property taxes.
Raise the revenue that government needs with a sales tax, with a consumption tax instead. We'll see a $3 billion increase in net personal income. We'll add over 150,000 new jobs to the Texas economy.
By the end of the debate, neither Hutchison nor Medina had landed any strong punches against Governor Perry. And while on the defense, Governor Perry appeared calm and confident. And with the lead that polls say he has, that could be enough to win the race. Covering the Texas governor's race for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.